Welcome. We've just so for the audience who are watching or listening to this, my sister and I have just had, we might laugh because we tried to start this 5 or 6 times already and we just keep laughing hysterically. So we bear with us, please. Yes, we definitely will laugh. So it took me a while. It took me a while to get you to agree to do this. So I'm really looking forward to chatting with you. So I might be biased being your sister, but you're an incredibly skilled and experienced, I want to say, project director. Is that what you do, by the way? I had to resist going to check your LinkedIn profile. And as you know, it's no secret to you that I find your job a little bit boring. So we don't talk about...
I think you're biased in like the negative direction, not the positive direction.
So we don't talk about it much, which might be a great or terrible segue for you to introduce yourself.
Okay, so I am currently the global head of project management for an online education company that is based
That's a mouthful, and no wonder I cannot remember this. Yes.
So I head up a project management team that works across Cape Town and America. So it's a global PMO team, which is a project management office. So I manage a team of 14 project managers that are split across South Africa and the US.
Incredible. You have worked in 3 different countries, South Africa, New Zealand, and Singapore. You've also worked extensively with the US market and traveled there for lengthy business trips and tortured your family with 50 photos a day, most of you eating a bagel in Central Park. What are some of the key differences in terms of the work cultures in these countries?
So the bagels are great in New York. That was a highlight. So I've worked across South Africa, America, New Zealand, and Singapore, and I will say they're all quite different culturally to work at. And I did research the work culture in these countries before I went to work there, but actually being there and working there, there's quite a lot of differences. I'll start with the difference between America and South Africa, because that's the current setup that I manage. And I would say the main difference I found is South Africans are more focused on teamwork, working as a team, being solutions driven, and the team culture. And in America, it's focused, it leans more towards individualism, and which could be a good thing because it also breeds a lot of autonomy, but they focus far heavily on individualism, whereas South Africa is more team-based. And what I found in Singapore was a big thing. There were quite a few nuances in Singapore. I think that was the country where it had the most differences culturally in the workplace. A big one there is hierarchy. They're really big on titles and seniority. And if you're in a work meeting in Singapore, the most senior person in the room will only speak to the next most senior person in the room. And if that person leaves the room, then they'll speak to the next most senior person. So they're they're really big on hierarchy and structure and seniority. And they also have something that's interesting is a yes, but culture. So you can't say no in Singapore in the workplace. Like if someone proposes something in the project you don't like, you can't say no. You have to say yes, but can we look at doing this and this and this? So they ask for extra scope. It's yes, we can definitely do that, but let's discuss the costs or let's discuss the timeline. So it's really taboo to say no in the workplace to a client or even within the office in Singapore. That was a big one as well. And then in New Zealand, something that stood out to me was they're far less direct.
Just remembering in the museum, but yes.
I did work in the museum there.
For our listeners, my sister has never set foot in a museum after that or since then.
Or before that,
as well, yes.
Yeah, I never kept it a secret that New Zealand is my least favorite country to work in. The big difference there I found, whereas in South Africa, we really direct. And we kind of speak the problems directly. In New Zealand, there was really a culture of speaking around problems, which I found frustrating because I just like to be direct and attack things head on. So they tend to speak around issues and never really directly about them, which you really have to get used to if you're working in that culture. And the other difference in New Zealand is they don't really like to operate in the gray. Whereas I found in Asia and Singapore, there's a lot of leeway with contracts and projects and negotiations. They really love to negotiate. Whereas New Zealand, they are really like black and white. There's no operating in the gray at all, which is quite different.
That's very, very interesting. Now to focus on a slightly different topic, you're currently working in a very senior role for an edtech company.
Yeah.
Is this a sector that has spelled? Sorry.
One of us will be professional. One of us will be professional.
It was the very senior role that got me. Is this a sector that has felt the impact of artificial intelligence, would you say, and in which capacity?
So I can speak to EdTech and also project management. So EdTech definitely has. I know in a company I currently work at, there's been a lot of AI implementation. There's a lot of use cases for it. I think the one that's been most prevalent in EdTech that I've seen is around assignments, marking and grading of assignments of students and enabling a quicker turnaround time in those, as well as translation of courses. So online education, you have a lot of courses and AI is able to translate those into various languages, which make it accessible for additional markets. It's an easy way to bring on additional markets. So those are the two use cases I've seen that are quite prevalent. For project management specifically and in my team, luckily project management is one of those fields that should be still required in the future as AI becomes more and more present. But something we've used AI for, which has really been helpful, is for meeting transcripts. So it's really difficult to lead a meeting and take notes and take down action outcomes and still drive the conversation and pay attention to what's happening. And so AI has really useful tools. There's Otter AI, there's Fellow that will automatically take down a transcript and also summarize it for you and pull out key action notes and action items from that, which really helps.
That's fantastic. Finally, what advice do you have for budding project managers? Those starting out in their career or looking to get into project management?
I have lots of advice. I'll give a few favorite ones. So as you know, I love a good quote. My favorite Seth Godin quote is, your project may be in crisis, but you're not. And I think it's one of the most important things for project managers to keep in mind. Remaining calm while everyone else is panicking and in a crisis is a really powerful skill to have as a PM. It just helps you make rational decisions. It helps you drive the team to make rational decisions. So just remembering that you're not in crisis when your project is in crisis, I found has been really helpful for me. And then the second one I would say is, I think often when people start out their career, they get the advice of like, just be really confident and like act confident and be confident. And I found the advice of like, just be competent to be much better. Because I feel if you just get really good at something, like find something you're good at and then get like really good at it so that you're associated with excellence. Like, for example, for me, I really like Google Sheets and Excel and spreadsheets. So I just had to get like really good at that. And so that opened the door for me to get into other conversations with senior leadership, for example, through something like Google Sheets. So just find something you're really good at and just get excellent at that, so that you're synonymous with excellence, and get really competent, and then the confidence will just follow rather than just focusing on I want to be competent.
Absolutely fantastic advice. Such a pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much, Ella.
Thanks, Esther.